Stock, this is reading on Joyce Gooden. That's Joyce, J-O-Y-C. Gooden is G-O-D-D-E-N. Gordon. G as in George. G-O-D-D-E-N. D as in David. Date of birth is 4/26/1949. Date of visit 2/7/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Mark Lastarza, L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A, Mark, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief Combine, Dear Mark, thank you for sending Joyce Gordon for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of lung nodules and history of hypertension. Next paragraph is illness. This is a 72-year-old female who underwent cardiac evaluation recently, was sent for CT, arteriogram of the neck for carotid artery disease. The patient had the CT angiogram on 1/3/22, and it showed a calcified plaque in the right carotid bifurcation, and no hemodynamically significant stenosis. However, there were a few spiculated lung nodules in the left upper lobe, the largest measuring 8 millimeters, and there was multi-level degenerative disc disease in the spine. The patient has some shortness of breath with exertion, but no chest pains, hemoptysis, or wheezing, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, status post chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and a history for hyperlipidemia. She also had an appendectomy in 1962, cholecystectomy in 74, and a hysterectomy in 1996. She has no known history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the past history? The patient has a history of anxiety and had aortic valve regurgitation. Next line, habits. The patient smoked 1/2 to 1 pack per day for 50 years, trying to quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of cardiac disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. I'm sorry, and weight loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no urinary symptoms, burning or hematuria, no hay fever, denied shortness of breath or coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, no black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks, denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list included hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, one aspirin daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the cirrhosis or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 135, saturation 95. Next, HEND abnormophilic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Next, upper no bruise with thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with scattered coarse wheezes in the upper lung fields. With no crackles. Heart sense irregular as well as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, normal reflexes, there are no gross motor assets, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number one. Left apical lung nodules. Number two is probable COPD with emphysema. Number three is history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, status post chemo and radiation therapy. And number four is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, get a CT chest without contrast. I'm sorry, with contrast. I advise to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advice coming for a follow-up in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Mark Lestauza, please, MD.